8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Friday, March 11th. I'm Patricia Naft. A state agency issued a warning about certain brands of medical marijuana that were treated with an unapproved pesticide. The Colorado Department of Revenue, which regulates some of the marijuana industry, says that marijuana from artisanal medicinals is dangerous. More information can be found on the agency's website. Governor Hickenlooper actually just signed a bill into law yesterday that changes the state's regulations about marijuana cultivation. The new law will create a list of approved pesticides instead of the current list of banned treatments. Democrats in the House defeated a slew of pro-gun bills on Monday after more than 8 hours of testimony. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
The measures would have repealed Colorado's high-capacity magazine ban, allowed people to use deadly force against an intruder at a business, and eliminated permits for carrying a concealed handgun. Republican Representative Patrick Neville of Castle Rock sponsored a bill to allow concealed carry at public schools.
I, for one, am tired of sending my daughters to school on blind faith that they will return home from a place where people are prevented by state law from equipping themselves to protect my daughters.
Democrats on the House State Veterans and Military Affairs Committee say Colorado's gun laws are effective and appropriate and have no intention of scaling them back. Democrats passed stricter gun laws in 2013 when they controlled both legislative chambers. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Residents in Mesa County will likely see a refund due to Tabor. The Taxpayers' Bill of Rights sets limitations on collecting revenue from governments in the state. KBNF's Jake Ryan has more.
Mesa County collected more revenue than expected, mainly from sales tax. Preliminary numbers show the county ended up in the black by about $750,000 last year. After Tabor calculations, the county estimates that about $268,000 will leave that surplus and go back to taxpayers. County Commissioner John Justman says that they routinely underestimate revenues and overestimate expenses. He's a fiscal conservative and says Tabor is useful to keep government growth in check. But for someone involved in budgeting for the county, watching $268,000 bypass the general fund and go back to taxpayers isn't easy.
Down here, we have a lot of demands on our dollars. Everybody would like to have a, you know, help support the museum, help support the college, and we're trying to do economic development to bring some jobs into the community, which we desperately need. And you add up all these little peripheral things, you might as well say it adds up to dollars. I wouldn't say we'd waste the money, but we can probably find uses for it.
The money will likely be refunded by a reduction in property tax, he says. The average homeowner might see $3 or $4 from the rebate. Delta and Montrose counties did not run up against Tabor last year. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Colorado residents have vastly different health outcomes based in part on where they live in the state. Rocky Mountain PBS News analyzed health data to rank each of the state's 64 counties based on a variety of health indicators from obesity to smoking. Benta Berkland sat down with data reporter Bert Hubbard to learn more about the trends and growing health disparities.
Joining us, we have Bert Hubbard, a reporter with Rocky Mountain PBS News. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Benta, for having me.
You put this data together from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Give us a brief overview of some of the health factors they're using.
They look at about 24 different health factors to see what are the healthiest and most unhealthiest places, in this case in Colorado. And so they'll look at stuff like smoking, obesity, how often people exercise, drinking. So a whole bunch of different categories, use that to put a final sort of number on each county and then rank them according to the scores. And in this case, Picton County, home to Aspen, was the healthiest county in Colorado.
What are some of the trends you saw?
It was real interesting because on almost all indicators but one that stuck out, the Western Slope counties were the healthiest counties. I believe there was like five of the 10 healthiest counties in Colorado or on the Western Slope. The opposite is the case on the Eastern Plains and the San Luis Valley. They have the most unhealthy indicators. They have a category called years lost because of premature death. If you look at the sort of the range, the rate per 100,000 people, it goes from something like 5,000 up to 100,000. So it's an incredible range by county. So, I mean, again, it shows how Colorado is composed of different segments that are completely different.
For the western slope counties, are those the wealthy counties where we have resort communities? Because I know there's a lot of diversity among counties along the western slope.
They're generally the wealthiest. San Miguel, home to Telluride, is in there. Summit and Eagle, home to the ski areas, are in that top list. You do have a couple of outliers. Custer and Ouray County are also on that list.
How tied is it to economics?
It's tied to economics. I also think it's tied to age. And I also think it's tied to the fact that people go to those counties because they're very physically active. They like to ski. They like to hike. It's a combination of factors that come together. Generally think that especially the ski counties are probably among the youngest in the state.
Nationally, Colorado is known as a healthy state. I think we still have the lowest obesity rate for adults.
We do.
When you're looking at this data, though, you have seen a lot of diversity in different regions.
Yeah, because and the trend on obesity especially is even though Colorado is the least obese in the nation, almost all of the counties in Colorado saw an increase in the percent of people who were obese over the last 5 years. So you're seeing the trends, you know, go up.
How about for things like drinking and smoking? Are we seeing more people do those things or fewer people?
For smoking, fewer. For drinking, there's not much of a change over the last 5 years. It's the drinking where the western slope becomes the unhealthiest because the top eight counties for binge drinking are all on the western slope. And in the case of Summit County, it's 33% of adults have engaged in binge drinking compared to places like Lincoln County on the Eastern Plains or Rio Grande County, which is in southwest Colorado, only 9%. So it's a huge difference. One of the things we did notice was the disparities between counties have grown wider over the last 5 years. So things like the number of unhealthy days has gone up on the Eastern Plains and San Luis Valley, but gone down on the western slope, and so the gaps are just getting bigger.
Thanks so much. That's Bert Hubbard, a reporter with Rocky Mountain PBS News, and he put this data together ranking Colorado's counties based on a variety of health factors. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.